The rain could not damper the palpable excitement and some nerves as Haynes students arrive for the first day of school Tuesday morning. Students get dropped off, putting on masks. Some confidently walk up to the school's front doors. Others pause for hugs, goodbyes, and first day of school photos. Out front, third grader Melody Peters says she's excited, but also had some last-minute nerves about the first day. Her mom, Brandy Peters, gives her some encouraging words as she follows her older brother, Jerry, through the front doors.
Third grader and a sophomore. I don't know what's happening.
Peters says she and her family feel safe being in person, thanks to school staff.
I think we're a little bit more prepared for the masks and COVID stuff and everything, so a lot of us parents feel a bit more secure with them coming to school and not being as worried. So that definitely helps having our staff be just so amazing. There'd be no way we'd be able to be open year-round without the Haynes school staff.
Some health measures have been relaxed as well. There are no pods or alternating schedules. The playground, library, and lunchroom are all open now, and free breakfast and lunch are provided daily for those who want it. Inside, Superintendent Roy Getchell says there's been so much planning to prepare for school, it feels good to start.
It's really not until the children arrive and the students arrive that we feel like, you know, we're doing what we're meant to be doing. And so it's always a good feeling to have them back in the building and have that energy on day one.
Masks are required for all students and staff as of a few weeks ago when Haynes began seeing its largest COVID outbreak yet. As of Monday night, Haynes reported 45 active cases in the community. Getchell says he's been watching the numbers tick upward.
But, you know, I guess the good news is, and it's kind of sad in a way too, but we know exactly what to do. We've been doing this for a year. And so today felt like pretty routine business for us. I think we're all disappointed that some of the mitigations that we were hoping would go away we're starting with, but we'll monitor this over time.
Superintendent Getchell says there were 251 students enrolled Tuesday, about 14 fewer than this time last year. He says overall enrollment and staff retention have stayed steady. This year, they have rapid COVID testing on site for those with symptoms and to cut down on quarantine time. Getchell says if there are positive cases in the school, it would not necessarily trigger a school-wide shutdown, but some may have to quarantine. The priority is in-person learning.
I know that we are experiencing an outbreak right now, and that certainly has not lessened our resolve to be back in school. And I think that we have the systems in place and the things in place to do that safely and to do that successfully, and so that we don't have to close and that we don't have, you know, transmission occurring within the building.
Incoming freshman Hayden Jimenez says he doesn't know how school will be different from last year since he hasn't started yet. But he says Haynes is special.
It's a good scene, good people, good teachers. I think it'll be good.
A school health advisory committee will meet weekly, and the school board will meet monthly and make changes to the health protocols if needed. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.